The proposal from Brookfield Republican Representative Rob Hutton would bar local governments from requiring a public labor agreement from construction companies that want to work on government projects. Public labor agreements can include requirements that workers are union members, minorities, or veterans. Stephanie Bloomingdale is the secretary treasurer of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. She compared the new proposal to the collective bargaining changes in Act 10 and Wisconsin's right to work law.
Since the majority party took control of the legislature, we have seen an endless succession of legislation designed to usurp local control and disempower Wisconsin's working families.
Proponents of the bill say it levels the playing field between construction companies that have union employees and those that don't. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.